Many New York City hospitals chose not to evacuate their patients before Sandy hit, only to be forced to do so later when their basement generators were flooded and failed. At NYU Langone Medical Center, located near the East River, exactly that happened. In its maternity ward, 19 babies were born in darkness and carried down the stairs to safety. Today, the hospital marked the occasion in an unusual way by inviting the babies, their parents, and the news media to a birthday party. WNYC's Stephen Nesson was there.
1-year-olds in all shapes and sizes, in colorful rompers and bibs, smeared their faces with birthday cupcakes. Hoboken resident Meredith Berlin is holding up her cherub-faced daughter, Chloe, with one arm.
I came in the day before Sandy. She decided she wanted to come a day early.
Around 3 or 4 in the morning, Berlin says she was strapped to an emergency sled and evacuated by volunteers and nurses.
She slept through the whole entire ordeal. It was crazy.
There were 19 babies born that night, nearly 2 dozen other infants staying in the neonatal intensive care unit. All survived. Berlin says it was a frightening night to deliver her first child, but she praises the NYU nurses and doctors.
You know, their generators failed, which is awful and unbelievable when you're in the situation, but things happen and you kind of just have to move on. And it's a year later and she's happy and healthy, and that's all that matters.
That's what NYU is hoping patients and the public will think. They've launched an aggressive PR campaign with magazine ads and a television blitz touting their safety record. Dr. William Schweizer delivered 3 babies that night. He says it was impossible to get them to another hospital in time.
Using flashlights and glow sticks and my iPad flashlight, we were able to put in epidurals in a number of patients who were pretty uncomfortable and gave them beautiful, healthy babies.
Questions have been raised about whether NYU and several other hospitals made the right decision to try to stick out the storm. Paul Argenti is a professor of corporate communications at Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth. He says NYU's PR strategy is pretty gutsy to put a positive spin on a near disaster.
Would I have done a campaign around that? That takes a lot of hubris, and I guess my hat's off to them as PR folks.
So after hundreds of patients were evacuated during Sandy, billions of dollars in damage, Langone is largely functioning as it was before the storm. A spokeswoman says in an email, new backup generators will be in operation starting next year, with more to come in the next 2 years. And stormproof construction should be completed by 2017. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.